Thank you and good morning. Following a fundraising effort by the Eureka Police Department and the Humboldt Bay Fire Department, 12 children were able to enjoy a Christmas shopping spree on Saturday with members from both organizations. The event began on Saturday morning at the Betty Chin Day Center in Eureka, where the kids enjoyed donuts with officers, and they were then part of a police and fire convoy headed to Target. The children were paired up with police officers and firefighters, a dozen in all, and they got to shop for Christmas presents. Members of the public who witnessed the event also chipped in on the spot, donating money and purchasing gift cards for the children. It was described by one officer as one of the biggest highlights of his year. While Eureka cops and firefighters were busy shopping with kids in Eureka, Arcata firefighters and volunteers with the Marine Corps Toys for Tots program were busy collecting and distributing toys for Christmas as well, and they collected and distributed an awful lot of them. More than 6,000 kids in Humboldt, Del Norte, Trinity, and Mendocino counties were the recipients of gifts from the Toys for Tots program. More than 200 volunteers along the North Coast made it all happen. A California Highway Patrol officer is recovering from his wounds and the investigation that led to the violent altercation that saw that officer shoot and kill a 17-year-old Hoopa resident last Thursday continues. The County Critical Incident Response Team, along with a shooting investigation team from the CHP Northern Command, are investigating the actions that saw the CHP officer suffer serious wounds from a machete after the officer responded to the scene of a single-vehicle traffic collision east of Willow Creek early Thursday morning. The officer reported he had made contact with the driver and was then suddenly attacked and suffered severe wounds to his left hand, arm, as well as to his face. When a second officer arrived on scene, the 17-year-old was found naked and lying in the roadway. He would later succumb to his wounds. Captain Adam Yeager, Arcata Area Commander, held a press conference on Friday to provide some details about the incident. The officer remains in stable condition at an out-of-area hospital. "Don't be fooled by a little bit of rain," said Ron Mendes of the Hoopa Valley Office of Emergency Services. Mendes and other officials in Hoopa want residents to continue to conserve water and to prepare themselves for another dry spring and summer. Mendes said that the rainfall has not been nearly enough to get Hoopa through the next hot, dry summer. In a press release, tribal officials said residents should be prepared for water shutoffs in the coming year. There will not be enough water stored behind the Trinity Dam to provide enough cold water for fish migration or any emergency that would involve Hoopa's water system. The rainy weather forced the Avoid the 8 DUI Task Force to cancel its scheduled sobriety and driver's license checkpoint over the weekend. Citing officer and traffic safety concerns, officers were instead sent out on patrol across county roads with a focus on dangerous and impaired drivers. The task force will continue its enforcement period through the new year, and over the past 12 days, 14 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Congressman Jared Huffman's office issued a statement regarding a lack of funding for the Secure Rural Schools Act in the latest congressional spending bill and said in a statement that failing to renew the SRS funding will cause significant harm to the ability of rural and timber counties to provide basic services to their residents. Huffman, along with 34 other lawmakers, have called on congressional leaders to restore the funding to the program, one that means nearly $1 million for Humboldt County, $1.2 million for Del Norte, and $3.2 million for Trinity County. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we take a look back at the stories that captured the headlines in 2014. Today, we look at July, August, and September. July began with new Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher officially taking her position. Rosbacher took over for the retired Roland Richmond. July also saw federal lawmakers step in and address the issue of trespass marijuana gardens on both public and private lands. Congressman Jared Huffman and Senator Dianne Feinstein worked to have the penalties for trespass grows and environmental damage increased. August brought us the closure of the Shane Miller saga after his remains were found near the Mattole River in Petrolia. Miller had been missing since he murdered his wife and two children in 2012. August also saw a horrible traffic collision that claimed the lives of four people on Highway 36. September brought us a double murder in Fieldbrook and the shooting death of Tommy McLean at the hands of a Eureka police officer. September also saw the return of the body of Army Sergeant Chris Mullally, who died on base in Fort Hood, Texas. just some of the headlines from the past year in our community. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information,